We are learning with Sefta Shkalim, Daf Ches Amud Aleph, and we are beginning Zayin Amud Beis, the two dots, five lines from the bottom. And the Mishnah taught us that there are three periods in the year where Chazal Masakin should take off Maisa Behema, and if you don't take off Maisa Behema at that time, it becomes Tevel Midrabanan, which means you can't shecht it, you can't sell it. Once it hits that time, which the Mishnah said, either before Pesach, or before Shavuos, or before El time, three times a year, it was groin islam ice behema. Zok the Gemara, why did they pick these three times? I'm Rabbi Yechron. Mepnei sheim pirkei leida. This is the time, usually, when the behemoths give birth, and therefore, this is a time when it's a good time to take ice behema, because that's usually when they have offspring. They say, they want the behemoths to be mitzuyah for Eilu Regalim. And the derech was that they did not sell or shecht animals until they took Maisa Behema. So we want them to be finished with Maisa Behema by this time, right before Pesach, or right before Shavuos, right before Sukkot, in order there should be animals available for the Eilu Regalim, either for kabanis or for food. And the third pshat, Rav Yudin says the third pshat, on Rav Yudin, so yavay l'day ba'al ta'acher. That the halacha is, once you set aside your mafresh Maisa Behema, then you have to bring it right away for a carbon. And you're not supposed to let it linger. So therefore, they masakin should take the ma'is behemah right before Yom Tiv. And therefore, when you go to the regular, you'll take it up and bring it as a carbon. Omer Rav Yosef, kol masha tivloi oivir v'al ta'acher. So there's two pshatim. One pshat means that anyone who does not take off ma'is behemah right away is oivir v'al ta'acher midrabanan. Because at the end of the day, he's pushing off a carbon. It's two steps away. He wasn't mafresh the ma'is behemah at all. But two steps away from v'al ta'acher. But the carbon eden in the second pshat has a different pshat. He says the Gemara is a kasha. Rabbi Yosi is saying, what are you saying that you should take it off because Baal Ta'acher? There's no Baal Ta'acher. As long as you don't take off Maisa Behema, there's no Baal Ta'acher. So it doesn't make sense to say the third reason, that the reason why they were masakin to take off Maisa Behema before Yom Tov, it shouldn't be Baal Ta'acher. If you don't do Maisa Behema, there's no Baal Ta'acher. That's the Zoshim Bitmi. Rabbi Yosi, call Masha Tivla Eiv Baal Ta'acher. If you wait and don't take off Maisa Behema, Eiv Baal Ta'acher. And that pshat, it's a kasha. So either it's another memra or it's a kasha. So the Gemara writes at the top of Daf Ches Amud Aleph, a new Gemara. Tamon Tanina, we learned in the Gemara, it's a Mishnah, Masechet Rosh Hashanah. Rameya Oime, Be'echot Be'elul, Rosh Hashanah L'maisa Behema. It's the first day of Elul is Rosh Hashanah L'maisa Behema, which means like this, the Maisa Behema, you have 10 Behemas, and you take off one of them for Maisa Behema, and you bring it up to Yerushalayim to eat as a carbon, you can't take from 1 year's offspring on another year. It's called a chadash al yashon or yashon al chadash. That means if behemoths were born in Tavshin Pei and in Tavshin Pei Aleph, first of all, they're not mitzaref. The 2 years are not mitzaref to make ma'is behema. And number two is, the halach is that you can't take off a ma'is behema and pater the behemoths from the year before. So what's the cutoff date that makes it into a new year? So Rameya says, Echa ba'el Rosh Hashanah l'ma'is behema. The new year starts l'gabi ma'is behema from Rosh Chodesh El. Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon, Imrim, Be'echa B'Tishrei. It starts the first day of Tishrei, which is Rosh Hashanah. Our Rosh Hashanah, that's the cutoff date for making a new year for Ma'isa Behema. Ben Azir wasn't sure who to pass on, like we've seen in the Gemara soon. So Ben Azir says, Ha'alulim, the ones born in Chodesh Elul, Mis'asif Ne'atzmam. They are in their own category by itself. So it means you have Tavshin Pei, and you have Tavshin Pei Aleph, and you have the El between Tavshin Pei and Tavshin Pei Aleph. That El has its own dinim. You're only Ma'isa from animals born in Elul on El, and only Mitzara from the animals born El and El. It all goes its own month, its own year. Omrav Chuna, time to Ramea. What's Shara Ramea says that Echot Be'elel is Rosh Hashanah Ma'is Behema? Because Ad Kanei Mismatzes Leilei D'Menai Yishanas. Because according to Ramea, the Iker cutoff date is really Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Any baby that was conceived, any baby Behema that was conceived before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's from last year. Anything after that is the new year. And it takes for Behema Daka 5 months of a pregnancy. So therefore, by Rosh Chodesh Elul, that's the last one born from before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Anything born after Rosh Chodesh Elul already was conceived after Nisan. And therefore, it's considered the new year. The baby's being born, the behemoths being born, are from the new crop, and therefore, that is the cutoff date, Rosh Chodesh Elul. Rav Yezi bar Yabum Shem Rav Chuna explains the other man the Yom, a time of Elezer Rav Shimon, because he holds that there's two Zmanim that the behemoths give birth. Losh Shukar and Atsoin, the Pasuk says, Losh Shukar and Atsoin, Losh Shukar and Losh being pregnant. Elu Habakiris, that's the ones who give birth early, the ones that become Mu'ubar, become Mu'ubaris in Adar, and they give born in Av. And v'amakim yatvu bar, that's Elo Afil, is one of them who give birth later in the Chodesh El Yisrael. Oh, af yashiru, in Darshan Yisrael, af yashiru, which means, Lashon HaMeiser, Elu v'Elo Chnechnasim v'Dil Asasa. Both of them go into the deer, into the pen, to be Asasa, both Mitzdorif. So according to Rav Elazar Rav Shimon, the cutoff date is Rosh Hashanah, which is El Echav Tishrei. Om Ben Azai, Hoyil v'Elo Em Mekach v'Elo Em Kach. So Ben Azai says, since they're both Tanayim, sometimes like this, sometimes like that. So therefore, I'm not sure what from Echad El to Echad Tishrei. I'm not sure what to do. You have Lulim is Aser from the Asma. The El ones will get its own Meiser, its own Zman. Okay, Tzad. I give you an example to bring out this point. No Duloi Chamisha Ba'av and Chamisha Ba'El and Chamisha Ba'Tishrei. He has some born on Chamisha Ba'av and some Chamisha Ba'El, some Chamisha Ba'Tishrei. Aim at Starfim. They're not mistarved each other because the Av is for Tosh and Pei, El is his own time, and then Tishrei is Tosh and Pei Aleph already. But Noldu b'Chamisha b'Tishrei. But if it's born in Tavshin Pei Aleph, and on the fifth day of Tishrei, then Chamisha v'Av in Tavshin Pei Aleph. That's Ariel Mitzarev because all in the same year. It's all in Tavshin Pei Aleph. That could be Mitzarev. So we're saying, according to Ben Azai, if it's born in Av, then El, then Tishrei, those three are not Mitzarev to each other, and you can't take Meiser Behemo for one on the other one. Great Amar Kasha. We know that Rav Shimon and Rav Meir are Tamidim of. They're Talmidim of Ben Azai. So Ben Azai, Achri, Adibri, Talmidim, also Ben Azai can't figure out which Tana is right. He has to say, I'm not sure, and therefore Elulim is own Zman, but Fnei Atzma, he couldn't figure out which Talmud is Pshat, is the better Pshat. So the Gemara, you're right, yeah, it was not, there was a Chalikas before that already. Rav Yirmi, Rav Meishav, Shem, Rav Shmuel, Rav Yitzchak, Shkenechlu, Allah, Avos Eilam. Already, the early Tanoim already argue on them. Who are they? Maniu, Avos Eilam, Tano, Rav Yenikum, Rav Yirmi, Rav Shmuel, Rav Kiva. Rav Shmuel, Rav Kiva, which were the earlier Tanoim, they already argued it, and therefore, Ben Azai, who was a Talmud of Rav Kiva, he wasn't sure if it's like Rav Kiva, Rav Shmuel, and therefore, he says, Elul has his own Zman from the Asma. But that's the Gemara observation. So it's a Meres. Ben Azai Chavar with Talmud Hayyad Rav Kiva. He wasn't Mamish a complete Talmud of Rav Kiva. He's also a little bit of a Chavar. Talmud Chavar means he was a little bit of an equal to Rav Kiva. Because in Tamer Rabbi, if you say it's his Mamish, his Rebbe, and not his friend, is Bar Nash, Omer the Rabbi, is it possible for a person to tell his Rebbe, Hoyle Ve'ilu Omekach Ve'ilu Omekach? You don't talk like that. You say Hoyle Ve'Rebbe Omekach. You don't say Hoyle Ve'ilu Omekach. So it must be that he was a shtickle of a Talmud Chavar to Rav Kiva, a shtickle of an equal to Rav Kiva, not Mamish a Talmud. And the Gemara brings another riot to that. Rav Avin, B'shem Rav Shmuel, Rav Yitzchak, Shomel Ma'ada. He says we could learn this out that he was a Talmud Chavar Rav Kiva from a different place, from a Mishnah in Bava Basra. Let's talk about Yerusha there. And there were three Machlaikas B'sham Beis Hillel there. The first two was Machlaikas. The last one, the Mishnah said that's Kuliyama. And Rav Kiva said no, they argue with that also. So Ben Azai tells Rav Kiva, Omer Leib Ben Azai, we already have a hard time that they already argued all two machlekesim. You want to add machlekesim? Even the ones that they both agreed to, you're trying to make it into the machlekes? So the way he talked to Rabbi Kiva is obvious, that's not his Rabbi. Zoyz Nemeris, Ben Azai, Chover, Batam, and Havla Rabbi Kiva. Because in Tamer Rabbi, if you say it's his Rabbi, is Barnash, Amal Rabbi, El Shabbos, Lachalinos, Shavim, he talks like that. He says, you're going to come to Mechalik at Sashavim. Could be the words didn't say Rebbe, Lashon Rebbe. He just says, you are coming to make more Mechalikasim. So therefore, we know from two places already that Ben Azai was a Talmud Chavar Rav Akiva, not Mamish, a complete Talmud. So talk to Gemara Vaita. Taman Tanina, learned in the Mishnah and Becharis. Kol Hanei Lodim Me'echa V'Tishrei Re'esim Tishvel, his exact dates is going obviously according to Rav Shimon and Rav Elazar. Any of the behemoths that are born from Rosh Hashanah until 29th El, let's say Tavshin Pei Aleph from Rosh Hashanah until 29th El of Tavshin Pei Aleph, Harel Mitzdarfim, they Mitzdarf together to take off Ma'aseh from each other. Chamishal Fnei Rosh Hashanah, Chamishal Achar Rosh Hashanah, if five were born before Rosh Hashanah, five after Rosh Hashanah, Ein Mitzdarfim. There's no Tzirif, because it's two different years. One's Tavshin Pei Aleph, one's Tavshin Pei Beis. What about Chamishal Fnei Agurim, Chamishal Achar Agurim? We have before the three times a year when Chazal, Masakin, take off Ma'aseh Behema. Let's say before Pesach, before Shua. So let's say five were born before Pesach, five after Pesach. That's Mistarif. There'll be a half meter maybe since Chazal made a new cutoff point to make a Tevel, maybe one Mistarif. Kamashlan is Mistarif. Zog to Gemara, Omra Abyesi. Reisi says that we said that the whole entire El is part of Toshin Pei Aleph is a little bit of a Chiddush. And Gemara explains. Omra Abyesi, Hada Ameres, Meister Behema, Le Oswais Loike Chenet, Veloike Shlish. That means by plants and fruits and anything that grows from the ground, there are two type of zmanim, depends what type of food, which we take off, we make that, that's called that year's meiser. By some, it goes with chanata, when it sprouts, and by others, it goes with when it grows a shlish already, which means it's already edible. And Rav Yezi is saying that by Ma'is Behemah it's neither. And the Gemara explains why. If you say it's the same, it's like a chanata, then you should go baser when it conceives. Listen, call him ubarim me'echav tishar esav tishar el. Just say, whenever any behemoth gets pregnant from echav tishar till 29th el. And if you say that it's tali in when it's royu already, then listen, it should only say, call hane lodim at esav tishar el. Only if it's only one's born by 22nd el. If I was born afterwards, it's actually not royu for a carbon, for ma'is behemah. Why? Because every behemah that's born, you have to wait 8 days until you can bring it for a carbon. So, the truth is that any behemah born after the 22nd day, you can't bring it as ma'is behemah in this year. So, what you consider for next year, if you go bust a shlish, like when it's royu, when it's a shayach to be a carbon, then you should have said only anything born until 22L, not 29L. So Elamai, if it says till 29L, it must be, you don't go Basa Chanota, and you don't go Basa Shlish. It's a new thing when it's born. That's what Rabbi Yossi's observation was. Zok to Gemara, Rabbi Shami, he says, no, Shem Rabun, he says, here, it's like a Shlish. Kishlish also, it's like a Shlish, because here, when it's born, you could take off Ma'isa Behem already, even though it's not Yeroya for a carbon. Because we're going according to Rabbi Shimon, because Rav Shimon, Dom Rav Shimon, Mechusas Man, Nichnas Ledir Le'asaseh. Rav Shimon says that a Mechusas Man, you're still allowed to bring it in for Maise. Even though it's not Royu to bring as a carbon, still, he holds, the halach is, you can take off Maise on that. So therefore, he says that this Mishnah, Mechairis, that says, Ad Chav Tespel, is going according to Rav Shimon. So, Kum Rav Mana, Rav Mana, he doesn't like this Pshat. Kum Rav Mana, in Rav Shammai. Ramana came to argue Rav Shami. Amalei, Ramana tells Rav Shami, At Amris Hadon Milsa, you're saying this pshat. Tamon Tanina, we learned in a different Mishnah, in Bukhari's also, Ben Azir Eimer, Halulim Misasim La'atzman, that the Lulim are Misasir by itself. So, Loi, Afilu, Anel, Adasim Tishvel, that means the whole El, even the one born in 29th El, also has its own din of El. So what are you going to say? I lechar heki take off meiser. It's a mechusas man. So you say, oh, this is going to Rav Shimon. It's like a meimer ben azai. Rav Shimon like Rav Banan, and that's already too much. Ready to say everyone goes like Rav Shimon, who's a das yichida, not like the rachamim. That's fair. Can't be all these mishnayos that going according to Rav Shimon. So it must be that avada it's chayiv meiser behemah for when it's born already. So kamadat amar al Rav Banan, just like you say according to the Rav Banan. Now what do you do? Menichon l'shana haba, you have to wait until it's 8 days old, which is next year, but it's still misasrim in b'nei shnasam. But you still take off ma'isa with the tafshim pei animal, the animal from before, the year before. Why? Because it was born there. You go watch when it's born. Kenat al benazir also. Menichon l'garen haba, you wait till after Pesach, until after Sukkot, right before Pesach, misasrim in b'nei lulim. You take off ma'isa with the b'nei lulim because the vart is that it has to be royal for carbon. So you wait till the next time when they take off meiser, but it still goes together with the ones born El. Because the bottom line is you go what's called the year, you go basar when it's born. That's the year it's in. Even though it's not royal, then it's not chayav meiser behemah then, but that's when we call it that year, is when it's born. But you can't take off meiser 8 days later. Not like Rav Shimon, who says you can take off meiser even right away. So you don't have to zetzan like Rav Shimon. Zetzan, that here, the cutoff date does not go with Chanota or Shlish. Even when it's not Royu, it's Keveya for that year when it's born. And it's not like Chanota or Shlish Taka. Omer Rav Chia, Zoyse Meres, the same halacha you can say by Bechor also. That Yomim Shavachor Mechuzas Mamem, the first 7 days of Bechor, don't count towards its year. They do count towards its first year. They count towards its first year. Just like there's a din that the Bechor has a din that the first year you have to bring the carbon. So here also, and that year is counted from when it's born, not for when it's royu to bring as a carbon Bechor. Amar Rav Manar Yena Abba Shmuel Avada is the first apostle. Kol Bechor Ashiyevaleid Bekarcho Etzanecha Zocha Taktish. Loshen is Ashiyevaleid. The Ketzad Meshasli Dase At Moina Lo Yashana. You count the first year. From then, that's when you count the first year. That's when you count. And the pasuk says, Hashem lekechat echlenu shana v'shana. You have to eat in the first year as a bechor. That's the mitzvah, the makor in the first year. It counts, starts counting when it's born, and not from when it's royal for a carbon. And that's the same idea, like we said, by Ma'aseh Behemah. Zok to Mishnah Vayta, new Mishnah. We said that the Trumas Halishka happened 3 times a year. What was Trumas Halishka? They made a withdrawal from this, from the big room where all the Machz Shekel was, and they withdraw 3 baskets full of coins. Each basket held 3 Sa'im. So altogether 9 Sa'im, which each Truma Halishka, which happened 3 times a year, was 9 Sa'im. Shalish Kupas Shalish Sa'im. Tarmim is Halishka. The cost of layman is written on each bucket, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, to remember the seder of which kupa is what. We'll see in the Gemara why. Rabbi Shmuel Leimer, Yevonis cost of layman. You wrote it with Ksav Yevonis, and the Tikkun Chat is Mashma, the Vartis, because that's what they talked. And you write Alpha, Beis, Gamma, which is in Yevonis. Eina Torim Nichnas, when the Torim goes in to take the withdrawal, he doesn't want anyone to be at him that he's stealing some money. There's a lot of coins, they're pretty small. He can steal a nice few coins there. So he does not walk in with a cloak or a coat or a jacket that has pockets in it or anything, any folds. Not a beggar that has any kufel in it. Not with a shoe or a sandal. Not with his tefillin on his head. Not with an amulet hanging, because you can hide coins in there. Because what might happen? Shema Ya'ani, he might get poor. But Yomru, people are going to say, Ma'oven Elishka, because he stole honey. That's what became poor. Or Shema Yashav, he become rich. Yomru, Matrumas Elishka, he got rich from Matrumas Elishka. So therefore, we want him to be Nikim, and therefore, we say, don't let anyone be chayish you, go in with nothing. We'll see in the Gemara, even other things you have to do. In the Gemara later on, Dav Tes. Sha'odam tzorech lotzeis yidei abriyos kederech shu tzorech lotzeis hamakim. That a person has to make sure he looks good in front of the briyos, just like he has to look good for Hashem, v'garz baruch hu. Shinam it says in the pasuk, v'yisin akiyah me'Hashem Yisrael. You should be clean in front of Hashem and for Klal Yisrael. And the pasuk is another pasuk in Mishlei. V'aymer, for this pasuk is in Bamidbar in the Chumash. V'aymer, the pasuk in Mishlei says, yimtzechem v'sechotei v'ein elikim v'adam. That you should find chen. Kim and the Adam. You should look good. You should make sure you look that you're doing the right thing in front of people and in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.